This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered the folly of Hezekiah's decision described in Isaiah 39 to let visitors from Babylon see all the treasures of his kingdom. Now let's consider the fact that Manasseh was born to him during those additional 15 years. Manasseh was 12 years old when Hezekiah died, and he took over as king. His reign lasted 55 years, and in 2 Kings 21:2 and following it says, "He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He sacrificed his own son, practiced sorcery and divination, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Manasseh also shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from end to end. Besides the sin that he had caused Judah to commit, so that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord." We can't go back and wonder what would have happened if Hezekiah had accepted the verdict that he was going to die and did what God asked him to do. He didn't even get his house in order during those extra 15 years God gave him. Remember in his prayer for healing, he prayed, the living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Fathers, tell their children about your faithfulness. Either he forgot to teach his young son about God's faithfulness during the 12 years before his death, or his son saw inconsistencies in his father's life that provided an excuse for him to rebel and turn from the God of his father. Something went wrong with tragic outcomes. Let me encourage you to reflect on this portion of Scripture deeply.